Go ahead.
Okay. Now, the thing about statements like that is that they're deliberately pithy provocations, which is all well and good, but I think that people tend to take pithy provocations as statements of fact or whatever, like breakthroughs in pinning down reality, and that's where I think that they just end up being counterproductive to actual thinking. So it's like, why even bother to make a statement like that? Why not say there's no such thing as a good or bad whatever? Do you understand what I mean? It's like, first of all, why aren't, and obviously plenty of people are doing this, but why isn't McLuhan just basically questioning the whole concept of good or bad to begin with? If the emphasis of that statement is to shift the focus of attention from the movie to the viewing experience. But does he really accomplish that much in the process of shifting that focus of attention? I don't think he does. I think he just makes the pithy provocation as a kind of like challenge to a duel, and then if the duel happens, it doesn't necessarily result in anything that worth resulting in, to my mind.
Yeah, no, I think he's doing what you're asking for, that I take it out of context. And so I'm just trying to say, you know, when we go to the Ann Arbor Film Festival every year, does it matter what squiggly lines on the screen, or is it really that we have this community we've built, and that's what's important? That it's the whole content and form issue that he was constantly talking about. And he definitely was like Duchamp saying, I won't agree. I might not agree with all my ideas tonight, as not to conform with my own ideas. You know, he embraced. He did. It wasn't about saying here's a pithy statement that is a theory. The biggest thing about McLuhan is they say he's a theorist. He wasn't a theorist. He was he was always contradicting himself, just to be a court jester. But